pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Councilor Lazier.
Here.
Councilor Stone.
Here.
Councilor Egbert.
Here.
Councilor Boggs.
Here.
Councilor Meyer.
Here.
Councilor Anderson.
Here.
Mayor McKnight.
Here.
All present.
Introduction to media. No media here. Announcements. Anyone wishing to speak before the City Council tonight on any subject matter will need to fill out a speaker form and turn it into the recorder. Forms are available on the sign-in table in the back of the room. Public comment, agenda items only. The purpose of public comment period is to allow citizens to present information or raise issue regarding agenda items only. There will be a time at the end of the meeting for citizens to speak about off-agenda items. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. All citizens must come up to the microphone. Please state name and address. I just got one that's off-agenda. Presentation. So, consent agenda. So, we have the minutes from the June 22nd, 2015 regular meeting and the minutes from the June 22nd, 2015 workshop meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve a consent agenda as presented. Any discussion? Vote.
Councilor Lazier.
Aye.
Councilor Stone.
Aye.
Councilor Egbert.
Aye.
Councilor Boggs.
Aye.
Councilor Meyer.
Aye.
Councilor Anderson.
Aye.
Mayor McKnight.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Action items. General business. Resolution 2015.11 fee schedule. Finance director.
Dan Wilson, finance director, City of Sutherland. It's the changes to their fee schedule have been outlined in the staff report and again the resolution. Largely for the utility fees for to adjust for the CPI for the new fiscal year and then some other miscellaneous a few items in the plan and development section.
On the water rate side, has this kind of been the plan for the loan repayment for the planner?
It's what we put into the budget, you know, each year, the last 2 years, we were able to increase it by CPI without any other changes to the charter or resolutions.
Or do we project to continue to do that in the coming years?
I would so, yes. I think it's important to do that and keep up with the cost of maintaining water and sewer systems.
But our budget shows a 14.9% increase in the wastewater rate.
That's correct.
This doesn't reflect that?
Not at all. This is just the increase by CPI. This is gone. I mean, I thought about waiting on that part, but it's going to be a couple of months probably before that takes effect, 2 to 3 months at least. And so we might as well increase them right now.
Why is it going to take 2 or 3 months?
Well, the delineation still is of state lands. It's not. It hasn't even finished.
But what does that have to do with setting the wastewater rates?
I believe we'll wait until the loan is done to finalize all that. Yes.
Okay.
So is this money set aside for when we need it? Repaying part of that loan, or is this just going to get absorbed into the funds?
On which piece?
On these increases, the CPI for the water and sewer.
Not necessarily absorbed, but costs do go up, so that it would be there for that, and also be there for putting into reserve for other debt service and for replacement of equipment and things like that as well.
So their budget numbers will change for this year on the...
A little bit, yeah.
So what about this removal of the provision that $1 from each sewer account bill should be whatever, however that was working before, and why are we changing it?
Well, we've been handling it through the budget each year, just through the budget process. I'm not sure why that was in place. It just seemed kind of arbitrary to me. I'd rather have it, you know, discussed during the budget process and come up with a number that way.
Were you around when they...
That's been in place for 20 years or probably more, back when they were going to run the sewer line down 99. They raised the rates $2, then they raised it another $2 and to be able to borrow money to run the line down 99, and then it didn't happen and the money got spent. And what they did is they absorbed the $3 into the sewer rates and put $1 into future development. And that's been there. I mean, they've been putting it in every year. And I don't know that it was ever saved for a specific purpose. But,
right.
I mean, so what happens to it at the budget level? I mean, does this roll over? I mean, it was there for a...
Yes, it does. I mean, I think that if you look at it, we're probably paying at least as much as we have, you know, in the past years, into that other fund. But if we wanted to increase it or decrease it, we certainly could through the budget process, and we wouldn't have to change this just to do that.
But if you set aside money for capital improvements, mm-hmm. then it's set aside. It's, you know, like...
And we continue to do that, but I mean, I'm not sure a dollar per statement. I mean, I understand how it started, but it just seems kind of arbitrary.
Yes and no. When we move large sums of money out of the water and sewer fund and put it in a general fund for transfers, it's, you know, we're raising this 1.3%, and then, you know, we've already transferred $300,000 or something into the general fund, and that seems to be the way it goes. If we leave this in here at a dollar, it has to go to that point where if you come to the budget and you have this is what we expect to earn, and we can divide it up differently and.
Well, we can certainly leave it in there if you all want that. I guess that doesn't prohibit us from transferring more into there if necessary.
Right. No, it doesn't.
Well, and when we decided we needed to raise rates for this new sewer plant, the council decided they only wanted to have one rate increase a year for people. We didn't want to be increasing their rates every 3 months. And I would rather wait until we can get our rate equity done and get it before us and do it that way.
Dan, what do you project this will raise?
I'd have to guess. I can get that for everybody.
I think that was 3,000 meters.
Well, 3,000 meters, 1.5%. Yeah. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
So we have a motion?
Yeah. Gentlemen, what's the projection for the rate equity scheduled to come to us?
We're gonna meet again within the next 3 weeks.
When
will it come back to council?
Yes.
With the changes? Depending on what goes in that meeting, how that goes. I mean, if we feel like we have a consensus or come up with a idea of what they should be, then we can bring it to council.
Are we looking at September?
Probably.
Well, why do we have to have a consensus at the meeting? This is just like a citizens advisory meeting. It's actually the council that will pass the rate.
No, that's true. But we wanted to meet as a group and go over it and get their opinion at least.
I just wish we could see something. You know, we've been promised we'd see something for a long time.
Are all of these items under one motion?
They are.
Okay, then I'd like to discuss the planning development fees. What brought these about?
What brought these about was other cities are charging for these at higher rates than these are, and we're constantly pushing papers. I'm not getting anything for that.
A lot of businesses are constantly pushing money, and they're not getting anything for it either. I have a real problem with raising any of these fees. I mean, I just don't see a benefit to the community. Worksheet permit, $25. Right-of-way permit, $50. Increased sign permit, $50. And Class A variance to one is at $300. There's several problems with the way this is put together. One is that they're all under one heading. They're not separate, so you can vote on one or the other. And the other is back here in the thing, the paper where the costs are, there should be a line item that shows this is what it was and this is what it is now. And all we did is just change the heading. We have no idea what it was or where we're going from or to. I'd be against this just on principle.
So could you just explain the difference between a Class A, Class B, and Class C variance?
Class A actually requires notification of the properties within 100 feet.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't have that in there. So that's why I moved it up with a B, because it's the same process.
Okay.
Class C is another process on top of that that eventually ends up with the city council.
Vicki, so the worksheet permit would be $25 even if you wasn't building a new structure. If you just come in and get a worksheet started, it would be $25, or that's addition to another charge that we're already, because right now I'm not being charged for a permit if I'm not doing a new structure. We're just renovating what's there.
I'm not sure you're not having to get anything from the county.
Well, I do when I go to the county, but I mean from the city. Is this a city charge, or
yes,
is this going to be transferred to the county?
It's a city charge.
So we'll have a charge at the city for filling out the paperwork, and then when I go to the county, I'll pay it again to them for the. Okay. So is that for paying part of with Lisa, what we're doing, hiring her back?
No.
On the planning stuff?
Okay, so we'll start back to the 2015.11, the fee schedule. Do we have some type of motion on the table?
I think maybe we should table this matter until after the rate equity people meet. Is this something just for that portion of it? Because I'm kind of like Karen, is I don't want to mess with this, you know, to the people two or three times.
Okay.
If we can just do it in one shot.
Does that affect anything, Dan? Or?
No, it should. It doesn't.
Okay.
No. We lose out a month or so or two.
And then I think I've been coming and talk to Vicki a little bit more about some of these other processes. I'm going to take time to do it tonight, but I'd like a little more knowledge on these.
Dan, is the 1.3% on the total bill or just the meter charge?
It's the total bill.
So it'll be the total bill. So
fees, yeah.
If we do get the rate increase, then it's going to be 1.3% more of whatever the raise is also.
I know, but we decided that we didn't want to give the customers a new rate every two or three months.
Well, I'm just thinking,
even every 6 months.
You're only going to raise the CPI once a month or once a year, so it's going to actually be more beneficial to them. You're saving money if you raise it now. Because when you total on another $20 a month or $30 a month on these bills, and then add 1.3% on top of that, thinking that the increase would be more than it would if you pass it now, and then you raise the rate.
Well, that's a point, but I think we could fix it so that we just raised it by the 1.3% on what it was, and then add the rest of it that we have to have for construction on top of that, so that would alleviate that problem.
Or not increase it 1.3% at all.
Well,
I move we table both of them.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Tom, you made the original motion. You want to add the second, both of them? Well, did you have a motion on there?
I don't think he had a motion.
No, he
was trying to table
it. He tried, but he didn't succeed.
My motion is to
go with
table this.
Okay.
A second, and if that's what Wayne's motion is.
We'll go with your motion, and Tom will second it.
All right. I thought he was in the start of a motion,
as I was trying to, you know.
Well, I think I just need a little more information.
That's fine.
I'm trying
to be polite with you.
And before we go into a little more discussion, for us, is this going to present a conflict to you? Because this kind of directly affects your business and stuff, doesn't it?
No, actually, I was going to vote for it. If you go in and do a worksheet, the girls spend a lot of time filling out paperwork, and they're on by the hour. And, you know, I don't like being charged for the city and the county, you know, I mean, but there's paperwork and shuffling in there in the office if they are doing stuff that requires, you know, work the city is paying money to do it. I like stuff free,
that's kind of what I was going to ask about a little bit, stuff like that, but
I'm biased, so I can't vote.
But you were going to vote for it anyway.
I'm right.
Might as well, everybody else is.
Now, a lot of this stuff is stuff that is happening out there in the building industry to where it costs money to, right. Every time I go in and talk to the girls,
sure.
You know, they kill half hour of time with me, and, you know, time's money, so.
This utility rate increase of 1.3, personally I'd like to see it averaged out and done as a dollar amount as opposed to a percentage. Because if you have somebody that has a higher water bill or something a little different, I mean, the percentage can...
That's the way the charter is written, though.
Is it the charter is only for water, isn't it?
It's water and sewer.
I was thinking Andy said something about we could raise the CPI every year, but we can't raise rates without voters vote on.
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
So if we raise this thing up too much, then we may have to go to a vote.
And I thought it didn't, consumer price. Okay, yeah. Rates for city utilities based on water usage may only be increased in any calendar year by a percentage no greater than the annual increase. So as far as the average residential wastewater, that's not based on water usage, it's just a flat rate. So to raise that 1.3% doesn't matter. You can raise it 50% if you want. And I'm sure that we're gonna get there.
I certainly can provide you how much it did increase. Like you said, ask for Frank what it was and what it will be, and the difference, you'll be able to see it that way. So.
Well, that in itself would be, you know, be able to look at the fee schedules and see where it went from where it was and where it's going would really help to understand what we're doing.
Right.
Okay.
And to divide them into separate.
We'll get this.
Just bring it back.
Yes. We'll bring it back to you another time.
Next meeting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Next meeting, we're not going to have to order. Next meeting.
We're also going
to stay out of fund. What's the difference?
Okay, so on to the SDDI funds.
We need to
wait a minute.
Vote.
There's a motion to second on the floor.
Hold on, I'm sorry. My bad.
That's why we're going to have the discussion.
Go ahead and vote.
Councilor Lazier.
Aye.
Councilor Stone.
Aye.
Councilor Egbert.
Aye.
Councilor Boggs.
Aye.
Councilor Meyer.
Aye.
Councilor Anderson.
Aye.
Mayor McKnight.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. On to the SDDI funds.
Mr. Mayor, just a reminder that we can't bring that back until at least September.
Okay.
When they have to get that done.
Okay.
We can on the rates, not the water rates.
The worksheets. If you separate them out.
Worksheets and separate them out.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, that's what the group wants.
I would rather see it that way, personally. Well,
then you're going to raise. Then you're going to have the problem of you're going to raise the water rates and the sewer rates.
No, utility rates separate. Just the worksheet right away.
The variance costs.
Okay.
Those costs, yeah.
No, but not the utility.
No utility.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll work. The SDDI funds, Vic Recorder, call for staff report.
As it says here and on the attachment, we were housing their funds for them until we got their bank account, and they're going to use these funds for beautification projects downtown, which some were listed in there. Comes to an amount of $13,158.26 to be exact. Questions?
Well, SDDI, that's a little misleading because I was on the SDDI board 3 years ago and they've always had a bank account.
We had this discussion within the last 2 or 3 months that we would like to see something from SDDI that was, what are you going to spend the money for? I mean, they're throwing things out, but we originally gave them the money to join this Main Street program, and I don't see, you know, it was as a match to get into this Main Street program, and apparently that's gone away and we're going to do something else. If they were going to do the things that are in here, they could go get a cost factor of putting up an awning or doing something and come and say, we're going to do an awning, we need $1,050, we could cut them a check. I don't see that we should, I mean, there's too many instances where this money, when it goes to somebody else and they can just do as they please with it. I mean, they can have a party and we couldn't stop them.
Yeah, that's a non-governmental organization and these are citizen funds. And I believe the whole time that we were having this discussion, it was clear that they could come and ask for the money, but they would have to tell us how they were going to spend it. And I don't see that. I just see generalities, you know, we might do this, we might do that.
Well, they said they intend to grow the downtown beautification project, which includes replacing the plum trees, painting more of the buildings. The funds also serve as matching funds so they can apply for additional grants.
But I think what the city is looking for is something specific. Like, we need to replace 4 trees and that'll be $9,000, and you know, we want to do some awnings and that'll be $2,000. I think that was the agreement that we had with them when we gave them this money.
Can they, Wayne, do you know, can they apply for grants with the configurations it's at now? Meaning the city's holding the money, but can they use that as matching funds to get grants? They have to have it in their own.
They have to have the money.
They have to have the money in their own fund. Unless the city's going to apply for the grant for them, and then that's a whole other problem. So no,
because they're
they're a 501c3,
and so yeah, they're
so they'd have to have the funds in their account to pledge that plan. Yes.
And it leaves it open for more grants that they can get per say the government agency could.
So you're if you do this, you're going to hinder them from getting grants.
However, they do have their own funds. I mean, they have other.
Well, what I'm saying is, if they need this to get more grants, then you're hindering them from applying for a larger grant based on this amount of money.
Unless they request the funds,
and we give it to them for a grant request.
You could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Well, I think we really should see a budget from them.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, but what I'm saying is if they're applying for grants and they're counting on this $13,000, you are stopping them from getting a grant under their 501c3 unless they come in, like you say, and say, we need $10,000 to apply for a grant, then we should consider that and do it, I would think.
Yeah, yep, I agree.
I just don't want to hinder them from doing the things they want to do because we're not talking about a lot of money here.
No, it's not a lot of money, but we need to be specific. To a point.
You can, what do you want to do? You want to run the SDDI from the council?
We've never even got a.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you need to not get so nitpicky on everything.
We've never even got.
Let me finish. If they need this money for a grant, then you're stopping them from getting a grant. That's all I'm saying.
Well, all I'm saying is if they need the money for a grant, they need to say, we want to apply for such a grant.
And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong on that. I'm just saying you need to think about what you're doing here. You need to go back to them and tell them logically why we're not doing this or whatever and not hinder them, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I agree.
This money's been
sitting there. You got to trust people once in a while.
Money's been sitting there almost 3 years, and we haven't even got minutes from their meeting.
I'm not saying you're wrong, Frank.
I'm just giving you information.
I've heard it before.
Okay.
Have minutes been asked for?
Yes, I have asked for minutes for the planning, the SDDI. I asked for minutes for SDDI probably a dozen times, and there's been nothing. We haven't got nothing.
SDDI isn't a city group as far as attached to the...
They're using city money.
I know, but that's still not one of you guys' committees. All the other minutes are on the website.
I'd like to have them in the packet. I would like to have the minutes put in my packet.
Okay, so do we have a motion? Sounds like we've discussed it. Do we have a motion on the SDDI funds?
I move that the SDDI comes back with the more specific request for the money.
I'll second that.
Okay, so it's been moved to approve the SDDI funds. If they come back with a request that shows more of the layout of the money. Okay.
And would this fund be closed if we give all this money out?
Yes. Yeah, I would suggest that we do that unless there is another reason to keep it open.
My concern is, or kind of what everybody's saying, so if I don't know the different things they're working on, I talk to them a lot as far as different grants they might be interested in now. I mean, if there's a time frame we can get a hold of them and they can maybe present this at next meeting, what I'm afraid of is if they're going for something, and like Wes was saying, we can approve it and they can go for that. But I don't know where they're at as far as projects, as far as grants and different stuff like that. I just don't want to. I understand what they're saying, but I don't want to hinder that group either. So.
Right. Maybe somebody on the committee will. The president will not.
I got you. Okay.
Somebody. What'd you say?
I said somebody on the committee may, but the president will.
Well, I can ask. I mean, I'll talk to him.
Somebody on the committee may what?
Come to the council.
Oh, yeah. The president will not. Who's the president?
Lindy. So, yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I just kind of, I don't know where they're at, if it's just, process, or if they got something in mind soon.
She was here last week, wasn't she?
But she has no plans to present anything on the council.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion. Any more discussion? Go ahead and vote.
Councilor Lazier?
Aye.
Councilor Stone?
This is to table it? Okay. Yes, I was confused on the motion.
No.
Yeah.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Councillor Boggs?
No.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Reports. Community Center driveway wraparound.
Evening, Council. Aaron Swan, Public Facilities Superintendent.
You guys all got the handout that came with your packet about the slab? Last week I got, or 2 weeks ago, I got asked to investigate how much it would be to kind of make the back patio at the community building a circle drive and return to Willamette. So we just kind of, we looked into that. What I thought would be best there is to try to match that back patio. It's 14 feet wide, it's stamped concrete. So it would directly abut the sidewalk that is on the north side of the building, just like the one in the back does, and it would return to Willamette Street. There'd be a regular driveway approach with two bollards in it to stop unwanted traffic. And I approached two contractors, kind of got a ballpark for you. It's going to be about $14,000 to do that. The slab's 105 by 14. It's thickened. It's not your everyday back patio slab. I made it thicker so that it could withstand car traffic and at times truck traffic. One of the bigger festivals, we do have trucks pull out through that area to get to the center of the park. And so it's 6 inches on the edges and 5 in the field with rebar on 2 foot center. So it's a little more substantial slab. It's cost a little bit more to do it that way. But we felt like it was worth it. So that's the rough cost. I later called those contractors back and asked them how much it would be if we did the excavation, the sidewalk removal, and that sort of thing. It seems that we could maybe get about $3,000 off if we did that. So instead of 14, we're looking at 11, roughly, if we did the actual demo and excavation on that.
Are we putting the rock in under?
We would not be putting the rock, just the removal, soil.
How deep a rock do you think that they think they put under it?
You know, we didn't get into that. I'm 4 inches probably, not a lot.
Because where it's going over that 6-inch water line is what concerns me, is making sure that's stout enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or extra rebar where it bridges across that.
Yeah, and that's a good idea.
Is that parallel with it, or is it?
It's parallel with it. It runs lengthways, so it's the whole 105 feet. It's underneath it.
How old is that water line? Is it pretty new?
It's pretty old. It's AC, it's asbestos concrete pipe, and it's not, you know, how we feel about that pipe. It's probably been in 40, 50 years, and it's not just a main running through there. I don't know if it got included on your paperwork, but there's three laterals that come off right within that slab area. One is our main park irrigation. There's a fire line that goes to the community building, and then there's the regular service that goes there. And there's actually another little meter right at Willamette Street that feeds that irrigation in front of those little beds and stuff. So there's quite a lot going on under there. Makes me a little nervous to think about.
This would cause a big problem for that, so to speak?
I don't, the construction wouldn't, I don't think. They could get in there and do their job, but that's a lot of connections with an old pipe, and so we get that all nice and pretty, just the way we want it. And I'm not saying the traffic would do it, but just time and how those things work, and we get a water leak, and then we're cutting a big hole out of our nice patio, and or return drive, whatever you want to call it. And so that does give me pause. I don't know that it should be a stopper. I mean, but it does complicate things for a potential repair on an aging line.
Would all these valves and meters and everything be left in the concrete?
They would be
put around them?
Poured around. Yeah. So there's several valves. There's three water valves, and they just be brought up to the surface. And there's two boxes, meter boxes.
How much of the drive would go over the water line?
The entire length of it. That water line runs through the park from, if you can picture it, from Umatilla westward, and then it goes right through between the community building and the train, and it continues westward up the alley past the library. So it's near the building,
and it's, yeah, it's all underneath. It would all be underneath there. And to try to make a different route, I think, would it'd be complicated. We'd, if we tried to get this bridge over it and then go beside it, we'd have to take out a tree, and that sidewalk would have to be replaced with the driveway. And it's kind of nice the way it is. A lot of folks use it. So I think against the building's the only way to go there, but it just, it's going to, it requires a little thought whether it's worth it, you know.
Those bollards removable?
Yeah.
You just remove them when you want to drive.
Just like on the south end, yeah. We just, we'd have two more, and so, you know, in big events, I don't see us moving them a lot, but in bigger things like the Blackberry Festival and whatnot, or if a big truck had to access, we'd pull those northern bollards out.
Well, that gives us a pretty good picture of what it would take, huh?
How far away from the building is the water line?
It's probably 8 feet off the slab that's there, currently off the edge of the concrete.
So it'd be right in the middle.
Pretty much. pretty much. Yeah.
How big a line is that?
It's a six. It's not a real big line.
It's just a 6-inch line. You could just span 6 feet with a grate or something that you could pop up and
go over the line portion?
For, it'd be for the full length.
Yeah, it runs the whole park.
Well, it runs through the park, right? But from Utah, Willamette, and on west?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when the driveway wraps around, you'll just be coming over that pipe with just a 6-foot section would mean something like that.
Well, the way that it happens. So if you were driving around the community building, yeah, and you're coming from the south side and you drive north, yeah, on that current slab on the existing, then you turn westward to go toward Willamette, and at that point you'd be parallel with that line. It runs all the way from where we'd start our slab to the street. So there's, I don't think there's any really effective way to make an access or some sort of a grate that we could pull.
I think the way to do it would be to have like cold joints, you know, and have a section in the right down the middle, you know, so when you remove it, you're just taking the middle out.
That's a good idea.
Pouring it the middle in.
So they could break it,
yeah,
into three, that 14 would be in three major pieces, and over that line we could have those joints, and if it had to get cut, we could repair it.
Yeah,
without looking like
too bad.
Take out a whole little piece.
Are you looking then to put this in next year's budget, or is this something we want to do this year?
I was only doing a report for you all. I thought you guys kind of requested the feasibility, yeah, of it or whatever. So I'm not looking to put it anywhere until you guys tell me what you
think. I thought Frank was in a big hurry for it. He wanted in by the next month.
That was
month.
One of the options down below that
we gave. Well, I think it's something
that
would
come out of the parks budget, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So there's no money in there, really, is there?
It would certainly.
Can you buy one?
What else can you do?
Well, I'd like to get it.
Well, I mean, we have no, we don't really have any idea.
Next year's budget.
Well, I didn't have an idea, but with the second phase of the trail, that's going to take most of that money. So we.
Yeah, that's all I was looking for, is to try to get this on the drawing board. I had brought this up in the past, and it got nowhere. So I appreciate getting something in the packet. You know, this time it's at least we're having a conversation, and that's mainly what I was looking for. But if we could get it consensus to add it to the budget, would be, you know,
for next
year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure.
Look at it.
I agree to that.
I think
as part of it, though, you ought to consider replacing that line. That line, 6-inch line from where you start the slab to the street. It just really bothers me that you just said it's 40 to 50 years old. Not that that's old.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that's pretty young to me, but I mean, still, I can just see it. I can just see it like the day before Blackberry.
Yeah.
You've got the back holes there, and it's all dug up.
Uh-huh.
I can just envision that, and the people are going to say, what the hell did you guys do? Why didn't you plan ahead? So I would think if you're going to put it in next year's budget that you
take a look
at, it's what that cost for that section, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. You bet. If we have that much time, like if it's, I was thinking you guys were thinking this summer.
No.
So if we've got that much time, we can look at definitely replacing that piece with a piece of ductile and,
you can prepare for it ahead of time.
Something real stout.
Sure.
That'll hold up.
I would appreciate that too.
Yeah, we do that for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks.
Manager update. Well, we just replaced them.
Well, everybody knows that there was a fire last night, correct?
Yep.
Email.
Anyway, it went very well, and guys were on scene in under 3 minutes.
Why don't we hear from the chief on that?
I know. I'm going to let
him. Sit right back there just answering it up there.
Anyway, they did a great job, so I'll let Chief Perdomo expand on that if he'd like.
Good evening, Council. Charles Brown, Fire Chief. We had our first trial by fire yesterday, and to report it all went well. We had a very good turnout, as expected, as it has been over the last 13 days now. We have a really good group of people that have actually shown excellent dedication and an excellent turnout. We were dispatched. We were there within 3 minutes. We had seven department personnel on scene. And because of the size of the area and some difficulties, you know, with the smoke and the confusion, we wanted to make sure that all the occupants were out of the building. Life safety was the first concern. Once we accessed the scene of the fire, we had the fire out within 2 minutes, 3 minutes at that most. So it was, from my experience, it was as best as it could have been. Nobody was injured, nobody was hurt. Everything was coordinated from the standpoint of our group, our personnel, our department. They performed top notch. And as a result of that, the neighboring departments that were either listening or responding, Oakland actually made it to the scene, and we worked with them. So we're kind of establishing a good discipline to get off the ground for the other departments to work with us and everybody kind of be on the same page and move forward. So I really believe that we started off on a good foot and with a leadership attitude. I'm really proud of them.
Great. That was in the dryers. They don't have sprinklers hooked into those dryers?
They do. There was three sprinkler heads that were activated. In addition to a deluge water system inside the dryer, and they had plant personnel that were actively trying to fight the fire with an online fire hose line. But when we got there, it was ineffective, and the entire facility, which I'm just guesstimating based on the size of the facility, is probably about 1 million square feet of floor space. The whole facility was heavily charged with smoke. And the smoke was protruding or basically exiting all the openings, ground floor openings. And it could have been, it was an active fuel leak that was on fire from one of the pumps that supplies the dryer.
It wasn't pitch then.
I'm sorry?
I thought it might be pitch from the veneer. You know,
it was basically a mechanical failure that caused the fire, and then the fire was feeding itself. There was definitely the potential for catastrophic as far as structural and property damage. So we were able to contain it and extinguish it and prevent it from developing into something that we wish we'd never have to deal with. Mm.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you train with the other fire districts or fire departments?
We have not started yet because the primary focus was to build our department from within. once we get to the level that I want them to be at, which they're pretty much already there, it's the issue that we're dealing with now is just nothing more than formality, strategies, and procedures. It's kind of fine-tuning what they've already been doing. Once we establish that, we lock that in, then I'll start merging training with other departments. I wanted to create a solid foundation before we start expanding our involvement with other departments. That way, I don't want to say that we want to be a leader in it, but we want to make sure that we're solid, rock solid in that aspect.
You should be a leader.
Well, I'd like to say that, but I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, I know.
Chief, did we get our equipment back in decent working condition?
I was not here in the past to determine what was transferred. There was the inventory list that was provided or has been found in the process is very, very limited, much more limited than I would have created one back in 2010. So based on what has been available to us, it's very difficult to make that determination, but the equipment that I was presented with is somewhat substandard.
So we need to buy new hoses? And
absolutely, yes sir.
Because the contract just said it was to be returned in the same condition that they'd taken it, so that's why I was wondering, you know, if there was ever any pictures taken of it or anything.
Not to my knowledge. There's nothing in the records that I've been able to come across or maybe my predecessor has found. I don't think he's been lucky enough to find that information. But what we have right now, what we're dealing with, we're trying to make the best of it and move forward. I'm trying not to rehash the past because, like I said, I wasn't here. And even if I was here, I don't want to dwell on any negativity because it's just going to hold us back and prevent us from moving forward. Just too many personalities, too many issues in place that I'm kind of gearing and pushing for the future in a positive aspect.
Does what we have adequate?
Some of it is, some of it isn't, and some of it we don't have. So it's challenging. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's very challenging to make do and move forward with what we currently have, and based on the budget that I'm working with, I have to prioritize a priority list, and unfortunately that priority list has been changing on an every other day basis. So hopefully it'll work out, and hopefully we'll be able to stick and stay within the constraints of that budget, the time frame, expenditure, but long term, it's going to be a little more challenging than I guess most people anticipated. By the same token, on the other hand, we're in a much better position than a lot of people also, you know, predicted. So overall, for the purposes of the city, we're the city, the community, the citizens are in a much better position. And a case in point was the fire yesterday. We were on scene within 3 minutes with 7 personnel. I don't know what the citizens would have been receiving prior to July 1st in that short amount of time as far as manpower and personnel were on scene. So the city definitely benefited yesterday from our new service.
I don't know how anybody else feels on this, but I'd like to see a list as to what you need.
I apologize, Council. It's the air conditioning or motor of the water fountain. I can't hear.
Yeah, speak up.
I would just like to see a list of what you need.
Okay.
To operate.
I could definitely provide that. And we do have it. And like I said, that list is a constantly changing priority. We're bringing stuff up from the bottom, and then as the day by day goes by, we acknowledge that there's issues that now become a higher priority, and it's kind of like a shuffleboard of priorities.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I see is a little challenging.
Well, 13 days, you know, it's going to take a little while.
I don't know why in 13 days you don't have it all done. What have you been doing besides my car?
I've been asking myself the same question late up at night. But
I have a couple fire hoses if you need to borrow them.
Well, we do have some fire hoses.
They have so long, city of so long.
Yeah. We do have some vintage fire hoses that I have only seen in fire books.
Hey, thank you, Chief. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman.
Okay. Anything else? City Council business comments. Remember, monthly meeting time is limited. Please ask questions or make statements that are likely to benefit the group. Individual comments and questions that can be handled on a one-to-one basis should be handled outside the meeting. Councilor Anderson.
I got a couple things, and some of them might be geared towards Chief Sanfilippo. The last probably 2 or 3 weeks, I've noticed that there's been some folks peddling out in front of ShopSmart, right alongside the road. And I actually have some friends that have offered them employment or, you know, just odd jobs for pay, and they've refused it. So they're really just looking for handouts. I don't know if we have an ordinance or anything in regards to that or what we can do. I don't know where we're at or where we feel we can do about that, but it's kind of a nuisance.
Do we have ordinance? I don't believe so on the city street sidewalks in that area. I'm going to double check. Right. Somebody brought that up to me today, and I said if they're on ShopSmart's property, ShopSmart wants to trespass, and we can do that.
Okay.
If they're on public roadway, like sidewalks.
They're right on the edge. They're right on the back of walks.
I don't think there's going to be much we're going to be able to do.
Okay.
But I'll double check.
Okay.
You could park in front of them.
Okay. The other one had to do with, and I'm sure, I don't know if anybody else is going to bring this up, but it had to do with the July 1st news. It was actually an article. Yeah, I think it was in the News Review on July 1st about the unveiling of the 27-foot joint. The first thing I was wondering about was the article even mentioned, and I saw on Facebook they were throwing free joints off of the roof of the establishment, and I got to thinking, if they were up there throwing cigarettes off or cans of beer, I mean, did anybody card those people that were, I don't know if anybody was underage. No, I mean,
nobody carded them.
Is that legal?
If they're adults, giving away marijuana is legal.
Okay.
Selling it is not. But we didn't have anybody standing there carding anybody.
Oh, I know you didn't. But
I don't know for a fact it was marijuana. So
it is hard to say that the article did say that. Right. But I didn't know if that's something you can give away without, you know, if it's alcohol. And they just give it away. It is legal if it's everybody's of age, but normally what happens is a party gets busted, you know, you find some kids that are underage, how do you find them out? You start asking. And that's, is it the same thing for marijuana kind of?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
And then, from experience there, were you? Pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah. The other had to do with the joint itself, and I actually gave this quite a bit of consideration because I am a property rights advocate. However, I've had quite a few people ask me about a sign ordinance in the city, and I don't know if we have a sign ordinance in the city or not. Do we?
We do.
We do.
But I don't think it deals with joints.
Well, it's not a sign.
Yeah.
It's not a
sign. It isn't a sign.
That's the problem.
What is it?
It looks like a heating system on top of the roof.
Yeah.
If they wouldn't have put it in the paper, I don't know if anybody would even recognize it.
No, they wouldn't. That's a lot of folks. Yeah, that's really a poorly made thing.
I can tell you that the woman that runs that said that her business has picked up 75% of souvenirs to her store since they did that.
Really? She's an attendant.
If you like information, I'd be happy to provide it. It was a celebration.
Yeah, and just a second. Thanks, ma'am.
Councilor Anderson, I just wanted to let you know that we are looking into our code to see if there's anything that we can do with that joint, but I'm not sure there is. We haven't got that. We're looking at it.
Okay. Mayor and Councilors, Kirk Sanfilippo, Chief of Police. The only thing I would want to make clear is that we don't currently enforce the sign ordinance that we have for a lot of businesses that are in the city.
Mm-hmm.
The guesstimate is probably 40 or 50 signs that are out there that technically would probably be in violation of our sign ordinance.
Okay.
So I don't want to target or I want to treat everybody the same. If the joint turns into being a sign, and that's the definition, if we're going to enforce the sign ordinance with that, then council would have to be willing to enforce the sign ordinance for the other 40 or 50 businesses that may not have legitimate lawful signs out. So
that's a good point. That's a good point. That's why I raised the question if we even had an ordinance or not, and what it is, and that's something I need to look into. Because I'm curious on what is defined as a sign and then what it is that what our ordinance actually is.
I can get you the ordinance and send you the number.
Okay.
This did surface prior to my arrival in 2012. It surfaced a number of years back.
Mm-hmm.
Where the decision was made, we're going to enforce the sign ordinance. So the code enforcement officer, as he was directed, went out and started enforcing the sign ordinance. And within a council meeting, it was decided we weren't going to enforce the sign ordinance because of all the public that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
The response to a lot of these signs for businesses. So I try to be really careful about no one gets targeted, everybody gets treated equally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, if we have ordinances that we're not enforcing, don't you think we should change the ordinance? So I just have a problem with laws that aren't being enforced. I do.
That's what I would like to do, is look into the ordinance and see what we need to. We might want to revise it.
It's not that old of an ordinance.
No, I remember when we worked on it. I wasn't on council, but I remember when you guys worked on it. And it's just confusing to people. People want to obey the law, and they read it, and...
Well, it's not just...
But if you're not enforcing it...
It's just not on the signs. It's placement. It's height.
Mm-hmm. I know. I know what it is.
We have a person here that's been in business for several years in our community. Can't put a sign up in front of his business. It's a true value over here. He's in the downtown district, and his sign picking is working on him and Christie. But he wants to put a pole sign out in his front of his business, and he can't have it over a certain height because it's in the downtown area, you know, and he can put it on his building, but it can't protrude over the sidewalk. So here you got a business that's been here for years, and they can't even put a pole sign with light out in their front yard when he owns no corner there. So where the sign ordinance is something that, you know, not just what it says, there's a lot of different restrictions on it.
Is there a consensus? Do we want to have that on the future agenda, sign order?
I think so.
Review?
I think so. Especially if we're
interested in doing that. Just trying to get a consensus, that's something.
Well, I'd like the chief of, you know.
Shut down or?
No, if the council directs, just, you know, if you do it one, you do it all.
Okay, but are you willing to review it? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, Frank?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys? Mm-hmm. Everybody? Okay, so we'll add that to the agenda. We'll get it on here as soon as we can, and we can dive into it a little bit more.
Okay. That's all I had.
All right. Mr. Azir.
No.
Stone.
I'd just like to thank Patricia for making the downtown look nice. I was here out there down on her knees, and she never comes to the meetings anymore. But she did a great job out there making the city look nice. That's all I have.
Our flowers this year, somebody can tell us, our flowers this year look the best I think they've ever looked since we started. So she did a really good job this year.
Mr. Egbert.
Over the past, I've had, I would like to see better communication. There's been a lot of things that's gone on within the realm of the city. We swore in the volunteer firefighters and the council wasn't informed. The sometime back, there was the chief brought to us a overhire in the police department, and we didn't understand that we had people on paid administrative leave. And I mean, there's a number of things that are going on within this city that I think that as a council person, we should have some insight into what is actually happening. And we're not getting this information.
Well, a lot of that, Councilor Egbert, are personnel issues, and we don't normally discuss a lot of those.
You don't have to discuss the personnel issue, but the fact that it's happening is something I think that we should know. I mean, we don't need the details of the issue, but we should have, when you're coming in saying we want to do this, there was no insight into why we were wanting to do this. And I think that we should have it. I don't want to hear this stuff on the street anymore. I keep getting people feed me information that city's doing this, city's doing this, city's doing this.
I beg to differ with you on we didn't get the information on the police. We did. He gave a very detailed report on what would happen if it didn't happen, and if this happened, what would happen. So the chief gave a very good report on that, and it was a lot of information. If you didn't understand it, that's kind of your problem.
Well, Chad, is there something you can is there some, legal thing as far as, employee personnel issues that would affect anything, what Frank is asking?
Yeah, Debbie's exactly right. When we have personnel issues, we can't necessarily report to the council details of what's going on. It doesn't sound like that's what Frank's asking for. I think what Frank's asking for is just a more general notice that, hey, we've got an employee on administrative leave. And depending on the circumstances, we may be able to give you that kind of information without violating any sort of rules. And we'll have to figure out how to do that in a more confidential manner. It's not information, as we've discussed previously, that you want to disclose publicly when we're dealing with personnel issues. We want to keep it confidential, especially while the process is ongoing. But certainly, I think it's in the light of constructive criticism, I think, we as staff can think about that and think about ways to keep the council better informed and work on that.
Sure. Thank you. Okay. Got anything else? Tom?
Anybody that didn't get down to the event Friday afternoon, it was really for a first time event. It was had a nice turnout, a lot of nice old cars, a lot of vendors, a lot of good comments from public. I didn't talk to anybody that had anything negative to say, not even a business that it interfered with. In fact, I think they kind of appreciated having some people on a nice sunny day. So hopefully that will work out. There were a few glitches, but I'm sure that being as it was the first time, is they'll address it if we're going to do it in the future, which I hope we do. It was a good time.
Very good.
Who won? Well, I did. The Ford won.
The Ford people.
I heard it was cool. Sneaker power.
Yeah, it won. Flip-flop power for me.
Ford just used to have people use the pushing is what it was.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
We'll save that for another one. Karen.
Follow up on what Frank said. I thought that we were doing a new thing with safety officers, and that council was invited to safety officers being sworn in. Is that?
Well, the police department was invited.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Well, I enjoy those. I do. I also have heard a rumor on the street that there is somebody who bought the Crouch property that has 50% water rights coming out of the sewer plant. Anybody know anything about that?
Not time.
You're right.
Remember, yeah, you'll have your time in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian's not here.
Huh?
I said Brian's not here.
Okay. And then I also heard that there's a problem with the PATH project with the bridges, and that the bridges from the system.
Did you
come down to City Hall and ask Vicki about that so you don't start rumors that...
No, I want to ask her, I want to ask right now, because if I come down and talk to somebody, I get myself in trouble.
You have to follow that, Tom. That's a true statement.
Yeah.
And it's a whole lot better if we all get the same information.
Yeah. So I'm getting reports from neighbors in the area of the PATH project that there are questions from the contractor suggesting the size of the new bridges are a problem from the standpoint of limited access for the type and size of equipment needed to put both bridges in place. You know anything about that?
No, I am.
Okay. The contractor is indicating the plan and the surveyed property are not the same.
I did contact Todd Sean Hearn, and he responded and said that the contractor only has the new placement. They don't have the old placement. I had a party that was interested. Last name was Pram, and I gave her his phone number. She could deal directly with him. That's all I've heard about it. Is that who you heard from?
No. I heard secondhand, thirdhand. That's why I'm asking I'm just asking if there are any problems with the PATH that you know.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Is the contractor even on site?
I don't know if he's on site.
I thought it was going to happen after like Blackberry Festival.
It is.
Yeah.
Is our bridges over there stout enough to hold up all their equipment and stuff that they're planning on using? We got a bridge across Waite. Mm-hmm. They're on Waite Street. Is a new bridge. I don't know what the capacity is on that bridge.
I don't remember what it is, but I got it last year for somebody that was asking.
Okay. The only thing I got, I just elaborate on the street fair. It was a lot of fun, and I heard from a lot of the town folk. They actually liked the idea of the street being blocked off because it forced people to walk, and it actually people were in and out of stores, and, you know, chit chat and stuff. Really fun push races. I didn't know what to expect, and it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot of new Ford versus Chevy jokes, and yeah, so it was really good. And also on the 4th, the Lions did an excellent job on another really fun event, the picnic. And then my wife beat me at the sack race. And I had to hear about that. We're still debating the distance between, you know. But yeah, and that was fun. The kids had a ball. I mean, it's just really, you know, very fun events happening back to back. A lot of people are just really enjoying the activities in town, and so I think that's a real positive note that people that about that really need to be, you know, applauded. So, and I think that's all I have. So,
got one other thing. Sure. I want to thank the mayor for coming and helping the Lions put the flags and taking them down on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. He was there, and anybody that helps is appreciated.
Mm-hmm. It's an honor. So, it's nice.
All right.
Flip flops?
No, I had shoes that.
And he brought a truck.
Yeah, I brought a truck, yeah. Okay. So public comment. The purpose of public comment is to allow citizens to present information regarding items off agenda. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. Gary Hall, come on up.
I'm here on behalf of Bob Banducci, and he purchased the Crouch property, and I have a copy for each one of you to look at that tells what his water rights are, what he's entitled to, and everything else. And he wanted everybody on the council to have one. He's out of state today, that's why I'm here. Well, I'm one short. I don't know how we're going to do this.
That's fine. Can you go? Yeah. I'll get it. Yeah.
I can beat you on
one. No, that's okay.
I need to get a copy of that.
I didn't realize at the time I had to go have one made.
Oh, that's fine.
We're supposed to have a copy too, just so
you know. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
You want me to get one?
Well, maybe somebody will let me have a copy of it.
Well, whatever. I'll reach out. Thank you.
You bet. That's the one I have. There's no other ones that were turned in. So we are adjourned. The council will take a 5-minute break before going to an executive session called under ORS 192.660 to discipline of public officers and employees in ORS 192.660. Exempt public records. Representatives of news media and designated staff are allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room.